I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Weather patterns are shaping up for what could be a much drier Southeast in 2022. It all depends on weather patterns developing now over the tropical Pacific. Agriculture climatologist at the University of Georgia, Pam Knox, says a La Nina weather pattern will likely play a much stronger role by late fall.
All the long-range forecasts are consistent with what we expect from a La Nina with warmer and drier conditions across a lot of the Southeast. It is interesting to note that statistically, the summer after a La Nina, especially if it drops pretty quickly into an El Nino state, is one of the likely predictors for drought in the Southeast. So that'll be looking really far ahead. That'll be something to be interesting to watch for next year.
Knox giving this latest report on the Southeast climate update from the National Integrated Drought Information System. The La Nina pattern is characterized by unusually low temperatures in the tropical Pacific. Those conditions may in turn cause drought in the southern United States and heavy rains and flooding in the Pacific Northwest. NOAA, by the way, has just released a latest monthly climate summary for September of 2021, and it shows that for the Earth as a whole, this past September was the fifth warmest since records began in 1880. Almost everywhere was above normal with the exception of the Southeast U.S., which was near the long-term average due to wet and cloudy conditions. Parts of Eastern Europe and the Eastern Pacific Ocean were colder than normal. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.